This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you the same time each week by Kingdom Ministries Incorporated, which is a nonprofit corporation dedicated to teaching and preaching the message of the Kingdom of God. The Kingdom of God is coming when Jesus returns, and Jesus is going to return someday in the future. It may be soon. We don't have the day. We don't know the day and the hour. But Jesus is going to come again. And the things in this world as we know it will change. And it's going to be an exciting time because God is going to be behind everything. He is going to send Jesus back to this earth again to change the way the world is run, to set up a perfect government. It will be a government that is ruled by righteousness, and Jesus will be the king. We're going to be talking a little bit about the reality of sin today. Last week, we were talking about how it is important for every individual to one-on-one personally accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and as their Savior. And this is necessary because Adam and Eve made a choice in the Garden of Eden that has affected all of mankind since that time. In the book of Romans in chapter 3, and if you have a Bible, you could turn to that passage or write it down on a piece of paper and go back and re-examine this passage later on. Romans chapter 3. In verse 23, the Apostle Paul says, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." All have sinned. The word sin comes from the Greek word harmartia, or maybe pronounced harmartia. It means to miss the mark. The picture here of missing the mark, it's an archery term that when you fire an arrow at a target and you do not hit the bullseye where you want for it to hit, you miss the bullseye, you miss the mark. The center is the perfect place where you want the arrow to go in the target. You have you're hunting in the woods and you see the deer that you want. That's your target. If you don't hit your target, you've missed the mark. And that is the root word for the word sin. All have sinned. All have missed the mark. And the mark we're aiming for is God's perfection. God is perfect. And we're aiming at God's example, God's perfection, in trying to measure up to God's standards. Sin is a tragic reality. It's not an illusion. It is talked about often in the Bible, and the Bible often talks about sinners and relates the story of man's first sin and the terrible consequences of that sin to the whole human race. Adam and Eve sinned. And when Paul says here in Romans chapter 3 that all have sinned, he's talking about the sin that has resulted from Adam's mistake, falling short. All have sinned and fallen short. The word fall short is in the present tense, indicating a continual action. The sin is continuing. People continue to make mistakes. People continue to fall short because of that choice that Adam and Eve made in the Garden of Eden. All of us, since that time, are under the same curse that God placed on Adam and Eve because of their bad choice. In the Garden of Eden, if you turn to or write down the verses in Genesis chapter 3, we have the story of the fall. Adam and Eve were put in the garden to take care of it, to dress it, to work it. And they were tempted by the serpent in the Garden of Eden. They were given a choice. God put man in the Garden of Eden, and he told him to take care of it, and everything there was for him. But he said in chapter 2 of Genesis and verse 17, he said, "But from the tree of knowledge and of good and evil you shall not eat of it. For in the day that you eat from it, you shall surely die." And over in chapter 3, when Eve was tempted by the serpent, the woman said to the serpent, verse 2 of chapter 3, "From the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat, but from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat from it or touch it, or you will die." And the serpent said to the woman, verse 4, you surely shall not die. And it's a direct contradiction from what God had said. And Eve heard that, believed what the serpent said instead of what God said, and she ate of the fruit that God said, don't eat it. She ate the forbidden fruit and gave to her husband, and he ate also. And as a result of that choice that they made, God placed a judgment on them. And he said to the man and to the woman, because of the sin, because of what they had done in eating of the forbidden fruit, he said, "Of dust you are, and unto dust shalt thou return." He cursed the ground. He said, "The ground is cursed because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles will grow. You shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face shall you eat bread till you return to the ground. Adam, you will return to the ground because from it you were taken. For you are dust, and to dust you will return." Man was mortal, and man was capable of dying. But he could live had he been able to continue to eat from the tree of life. That was okay. But God took the tree of life away because they ate the forbidden fruit. And now Adam and Eve began to die. And that was because of the sin. They chose and they missed God's mark. They disobeyed. The Bible from cover to cover talks about obedience, and it is better for us to obey. That's what God wants us to do. And we have choices every single day of our life. And the choices we need to make today in this 21st century are choices that need to be made against the backdrop of God's future for us. Those who accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and master of their life can have eternal life when Jesus returns. Jesus died on the cross that all mankind could have life. He died in our place. He is our substitute. God, through his grace, his love for mankind, provided Jesus to be our substitute so that we would not have to die eternally. Now, I say this very specifically. It's so that we do not have to die eternally. I want you to turn to the book of Hebrews for a moment. Before we close today, I want you to notice that verse 28 of Hebrews chapter 9 says, "So Christ also, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time for salvation without reference to sin to those who eagerly wait for him." Jesus is coming again. Now back up one more verse to verse 27. Verse 27 says, "It is appointed for men to die once, and after this comes the judgment." We die, and then we face our judgment. Because of the sin of Adam and Eve, we're going to die. But we don't have to die eternally. We will be raised again. And if you have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and Master of your life, you will be given eternal life when Jesus comes. A very exciting passage spoken by the Apostle Paul to Timothy, as he wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3. He's near the end of his life, and Paul said, "I fought a good fight. I finished my course, and I kept the faith. And henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me at that day. And not to me only, but to all those also that love his appearing." The specific location of that verse is 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4, starting with verse 6 and reading through verse 8. He says, "In the future, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me at that day, and not to me only, but also to all those who love his appearing." Our reward of eternal life will be granted in the future when Jesus returns. May God bless you as you continue to study. Become a student of his holy word.